Hello, lover. I'm Lila Rose, and I loved recording this for you. This is a recording of My Sexual Family, an erotica post made by user Charlotte Big Tits on Reddit, recorded with permission. The primary character's name is Oliver. He's an 18-year-old who's going into his first year in college in a small-town community. He's skinny, has a significant package. He's part of a family of five, his mother Alexandra, his dad Doug, and two older sisters named Emma and Jenny. Chapter 1. Mom's Help. The night after celebrating my high school graduation with some friends, I was driving home when a drunk driver collided with me at an intersection. The incident left both of my wrists badly fractured. Having both of your hands unavailable is difficult for daily life in so many ways, most of all for grooming and taking care of yourself. After coming home with both my casts, I thought I was going to be able to do it all by myself, but in the end it proved too difficult for me to do, and I had to swallow my pride and ask for help. I was always a quiet boy, rarely asking for anything or kicking up a fuss. But Mom was happy to help. My mom is very much the matriarchal, caring type. She has shoulder-length blonde hair, a fair amount of freckles on her face, and blue eyes. She has wide and shapely hips, quite large breasts, and thick thighs that accentuate her bum. Her waist and shoulders are both thin, but she has a little bit of a tummy in the middle. You could describe her as pear-shaped. She's always been known to be a beautiful woman. When she was younger, she was apparently quite popular with men. I think my dad won out with her because he was genuine and always made her laugh. He had a slight beer belly and graying hair. Not a bad-looking guy, but anyone who could take a glance at my mom could see that he was punching above his weight. When time came for me to bathe and change clothes, Mom would help me. She'd take off my shirt, pull down my pants, and finally would take off my boxers, too. At first I felt awkward and embarrassed, but Mom kept telling me not to be. "Honestly, hun, nudity is really not that big of a deal. We need to get this done anyway. How else are you going to bathe and change?" In the end, I reluctantly had to agree. After undressing, I'd step into a warm bath that she'd already run and set down in the tub. She would pour the water over me with a plastic pitcher, using a washcloth to gently rub soap up and down my body and through my hair. It didn't feel particularly sensual, really much more clinical. And even so, heat was rushing through my nerves and my heartbeat would intensify. When she got close to my groin, blood would start to flow to my penis, and I'd start to chub up. "I'm sorry, it's not you. It's just that anybody touching near that area, it would do that," I said the first time. "Ollie, it's really not a big deal. I'll be quick." She quickly wiped the soapy cloth across my half-stiff cock and my balls, and would use the water to clean off the soap. She then continued on washing the rest of my body more thoroughly. This continued for 3 weeks. Sometimes I'd manage not to get hard, and other times I'd make it half erect, making it slightly difficult to quickly clean and be done with. Every time I continued to be uncomfortable with that situation. Then one evening, I called to Mom that I was ready for my bath. "Okay, sweetie, just a couple of minutes," she shouted back from her room. I went to the bathroom and waited. A few moments later, Mom walks into the bathroom and shuts the door behind her. Instead of just wearing normal clothes like she always did, she was barefoot and wearing a white bathrobe. I froze and looked at her. She walked over to me as normal and started to take off my shirt. Then she unbuckled my belt and unzipped my pants. At this point, I could feel some blood flowing to my penis earlier than it ever had before. She pulled my jeans off and then paused, leaving me standing in only my boxers. I stood completely still, except my cock was rising and rising, pitching a tent in my boxers that started to throb. The room was silent and still. After a moment, Mom gently tugged on my boxers a little and they fell to the floor, with my big dick fully exposed and throbbing in the sense of the open air. She reached her hands down and began to slowly caress it with her fingertips. My breathing intensified a bit, but I stood as still as a statue. She soothingly moved from her fingertips down to where her palm was also caressing my shaft. We locked eyes for a moment. Finally, after a few more seconds, I blurted out, "Mom? What are you doing?" She didn't respond, but she stopped touching my penis, took my hand, and led me over to the bathtub. It was then that she undid the knot on the front of her bathrobe, shuffled a bit, and unveiled herself to me as her bathrobe slipped off her shoulders and onto the ground. Her breasts were big and bountiful and had relatively small nipples. Her pubic hair was mostly shaved off except for a small strip. Her curves were elegant, graceful, thick and flowing. I stared. She then lowered herself into the bath and motioned to the space in front of her legs in the tub, finally speaking. "It's okay, sweetie. Get in the tub with me." I was excited and scared and thrilled. There was heat running through my veins, but I finally complied, lowering myself into the warm water in front of her. She wrapped her arms around me and gently pulled me back so that I was leaning on her. I could feel her breasts cushioning against my back and her breath against the nape of my neck. My legs were stiff and straight in the tub in front of me, but she wrapped her legs around mine and pulled them open to a more relaxed position, pressing my huge cock out of the water even more. She caressed my chest and began to kiss the back of my neck and my cheek and my shoulder. Finally, she wrapped both of her hands around my cock and began stroking, this time with a bit more force and a bit of rhythm. She stroked and stroked up and down, slowly but steadily, the water splashing slightly, all while nuzzling my neck with her mouth. "That's a good boy. Does that feel good?" I tried my best to say something, anything, but the best I could come up with was a high-pitched groan. Mom responded with a coo of her own and nibbled on my neck with her teeth a bit. She started increasing the speed of the stroking. "My baby boy's all grown up. He's got a man cock now. It's okay, sweetie. I'll take care of you." I groaned and squirmed with pleasure. She responded by tightening the grip of her thick legs wrapped around mine so that I couldn't move much. Her stroking speed was still increasing. I was in total euphoria. I could feel the heat in my body increasing. My breath was fast and loud. "Come for mommy. Come for mommy," she whispered into my ear while stroking hard and fast. And with just a few seconds of her uttering that phrase, I exploded a huge load of cum all over my chest and Mom's hands. I sighed in relief. Mom thoroughly rinsed her hands in the water and wiped them on a nearby washcloth, then stroked my chest and gave me a kiss on the cheek. "Well, now I guess it's time for your bath." Thus ends this recording. I hope you enjoyed your time with me as much as I did. I love custom requests, so don't be shy. Follow me on all my platforms. Lila XOX Rosé. Mwah.